believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are heading every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are hailing every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having and in Matthew will appear. We should live our life for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where thy footprints falling, lead us to thee, footprints of Jesus, that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Dew daily o'er the cold, dark mountain, seeking his sheep, or along by the lowest fountain, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If daily through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in arms of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the footsteps of Jesus, we're ready to go. Dear Lord, in that pathway keeping, we follow Thee. Through the gloom of the place of weeping, Gethsemane, footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever you go. If thy way and its sorrows vary, we go again up the slope of the hillside hearing our cross of pain. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. By and by through the shining portals, turn on our feet, we shall walk with the glad immortals, heaven's golden street. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever you go. Then at last when on high He sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus and at His throne. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, and whom the wisdom of the ages lie, and whom the waging of the seasons lie, the living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can face all alone. But you said you'll walk with me
down lies with the road. And you said, come on to me, I'll share your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
When I wake up in the morning, and I fear to face the day,
let me feel your tender hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, with those trials far behind.
But I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find
I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. When I wake up in the morning, and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, with those trials far behind.
But I'm ever learning, Lord, 'cause every day I find
I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
Help me remember, I need you more today.
Mary, Jesus, I'm crying, singing loud, nobly, wird heil zu der selbige Stund. Drum blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt, der einst auch für dich war verwundt. Sie sitzt in der See, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glaube, erblickt, wird heil zu derselbige Stund. O, hat nicht dein Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebeset am Kreuz auch für dich. O, floss nicht sein Blut voller Barmaterhut, nur Erlösung für dich und für mich. Sie, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glaubt, wenn blickt, wird heil zu derselbigen Stund.
Thine vine and thine egg it is me. For dark do me God never forsing. Das Lut deines Heilands befreit von Gericht, der Eis auch für die Worte sind. Sieh, sieh, sinne sie, wer Jesus am Kreuz singen glauben erblickt, wird heil zu der selbigen Stund. O zweifle nicht länger, o glaub es gewiss, hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus, der trat auch für dich in den Ritt, in ihm kannst du selig mich ruhen. Sieh, sieh, Sünder, sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz sieht, glaubt, wenn blickt, wird heil zu dir selbig gestohlen. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praise. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. We will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there.
Matthew 13:20. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and with great joy receiveth it. Oh yeah, when I first heard the word, man of living. Yet had he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arise, because of the word, by and by he is offended. See, that's usually what happens. When we start out on this journey, you hear the word. There's a lot of people that heard us that used to tap in every morning. First thing, they couldn't wait till this thing goes online. See, it goes online either 9 o'clock in the morning. And they couldn't wait. Then after a while, they chill out. You know, when I say chill out, they're offended because of the things we say. Because we say things that sometimes they're pretty hard to digest. Because especially when we talk about that religious cult, you know, that the Brenhamites, we talk about that Eddie Bissell guy, and they won't list once, maybe once or twice, and then they're offended because we say something about their god or their idol. And then they, like I say, they chill out. And same with the Hutterites, when you see anything about that cult that they're living in, that's all controlled by Satan, that baptism that they have is making a pact with the devil. We talk very plain. We talk the way it needs. We say it the way it needs to be said. And then people, they're offended because all of a sudden here we come along and we upset the apple cart. And the reason we can say the things we've been, because we were at that place at one time. We were searching and we were depressed and we bumped into a religious wall and we didn't know what's going on. And then one day I found out it's that spiritual wickedness in high places, that I found out that Satan is the head of it. And I found out behind it is the spirit of Satan that drives that other cult, that drives that Amish cult, that drives all these religions. And all of a sudden my eyes were open, and now what we're doing, we're exposing it, and we're telling the people exactly the way that. And then when we say, talk so plain, of course they're offended because we're messing up their nest.
That's right, exposing their...
We're saying that the way it needs to be said.
And see, you and I finally, we're free. We're not tied in to some religious cult where we can only say what they allow you to say. We could never say the things we're saying here if we were still in that religious system, because finally we're free, and we're free to give people hope. And because when we're done here, we give people hope. There's hope here in these closing days of time. The hope of eternal life, the hope of the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know what it all pertains to, but all I do know one thing, you won't have to go through that day of the Lord and all this hell that's just coming out here, the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, and where the planet will to and fro like a drunk man, and this hell that's coming out here where your life is not safe. And here, all you got to do is believe what we're saying here, that you can, as far as I'm concerned, you can still live in your colony, raise your kids, and do whatever. That Leonard doesn't have to know what you believe. And that's why God is rich in mercy, has made it so simple. He knew that people would be stuck up in their religious canopies under their religious diabolical system. And then he made it easy for them. Here, all you got to do is believe what we're saying, and then God will make a way for you. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I know he has moved on me all my life. He knew that someday that's what I'm going to be doing. I did know what God had for me, but finally, he let me to go up against these religious tubs, these special wickedness in high places, and I call it out exactly the way it needs to be called. I found out that thing is not of God. That thing is of the devil. These preachers are not of God. They're of the devil, hiding behind the cloak of religion. And it took me a long time to be able to digest it, and it even took me a lot longer to be able to say it. And now we can say it, because that's just my makeup. Once I saw something in the scripture, that's the way it is. I didn't care what I had to go through. I just went out and exposed that thing. And I was up there many times before the kangaroo court, telling them about water baptism in Jesus' name, telling them about God sending a prophet, telling about the church age of Laodicea. But see, it fell on deaf ears. They couldn't handle it. And of course, what they do then, they tell people I'm crazy, I got a mental problem, and then eventually at the end of the day, victory. And that's all good and well, because if they wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't be free to do the things that we're doing here. Finally, we're completely free from all these religious cults, and I don't care how it's painted up and how well it's dressed and what kind of buildings they have and how good it looks. Underneath is the spirit of Satan just trying to deceive the people, because when Jesus was asked, what's going to be the sign of the end time? The first thing he said, beware lest any man deceive you. That whole world is encased in deception. This is the only place where you're going to find the gut-wrenching truth for your day and hour. We've told you, we had to go through what we had to go through so that we could bring a truth to an end-time people, because you won't find nothing outside of this here. And we did. We don't mind. I mean, I didn't mind being persecuted and terminated and all that stuff, because, and if God gives you the grace. Because Paul said somewhere, the cross of Christ is foolishness to them that are lost. But to you and I, it's the tremendous power of God unto salvation. And I wouldn't want it no other way. Like I say, we're finally free to do what's right. We get up in the morning, we're free to serve the Lord. We're finally free to follow the footsteps of Jesus. But the reason we're free, we're not obligated to some preacher in the pulpit and to some tug that all he wants to do one thing, to keep you away from the truth. But see, we finally found it, and we're holding on to it. And finally that seed fell on good ground. We didn't care what it cost. That's that good ground where they can endure persecution. They can endure everything what the devil throws at them, because the seed fell on good ground. And that's when you analyze your life. All you ever wanted was to stay for truth. You know, when you saw it in the scripture, you and I, we were not offended with what the Bible says. In fact, we embraced it with a passion, because we knew in there is the power of God unto salvation. That's why, like I say, we're free to tell the people where it's at, you know. We're free to expose spiritual wickedness in high places, and there's nothing they can do to us unless the Lord allows it to, and We're finally free to tell people where it's at. And all you got to do is believe it, and you'll have an expected end. I don't know how it's going to come about, but I know one thing. You're going to be coming to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because it says, whosoever will, let him come. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That window is open right now. All you got to do is simply believe what we're trying to say. Partake of the waters of life freely.
People are so accustomed to their way of living that they become, their ears don't hear when God speaks, mm-hmm. because in it there is a comfort zone, and the devil makes sure that in that deception there is like a fake utopia, and that's basically what religion will do. There is a sense of security, mm-hmm. and that's what people like. Like back in the days, the Israelites, they had the wall around Jerusalem, and they thought the wall around would protect them, but mm-hmm. they weren't aware that there were cracks forming, and when they, and even if they did, they were so oblivious that, you know, that somehow when God would send them in dispersion and into exile, those walls are going to fall and fail. And they're people become so accustomed to that way of life that they think it's just the way to go. They don't seem to go beyond that and question, is this really real? Because in it is deception. And that's what the devil likes to do. He likes to put deception in. Like the Israelites, they were so deceived that what they were doing is right, that God even had Ezekiel play it out for them, what's coming. Mm-hmm. As they did not believe what's coming, because he even told Ezekiel to pack his belongings all up in the daytime. So he packed up his belongings, and at the night time he was told to dig a hole in the wall and to escape, just to draw a picture in their minds. This is what's coming. It's coming. It's real. Mm-hmm. Like you will have to go into exile. And so he packed his belongings during the day, and they watched him. And at nighttime, he dug a hole in the wall and he escaped with his belongings. And he was trying to show them something. Something is coming. But you see, when you become so accustomed to your way of life that you think that it's the way to heaven, then you don't hear anything beyond that. That the walls, the words just fall on deaf ears. It has to, growing up, that's why I can truly say what that religious system is all about, because growing up, I felt the darkness. And then God is not in darkness. He's in the light. Mm. And that system is a system that will engulf you into spiritual darkness, because that's what it's about. That's why it says, expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And that's where Satan likes to hide behind, is that religious apparatus.
Amen to that. We're just trying to make it easy for people. See, we had to go through whatever the Lord allowed us to go through to set a standard and to tell people the hour we're living in. God put us through that for their sake, not for our sake. He did it for their sake, because there's lots of people out there. They're caught up in the same thing we're caught up, but they don't know how to grab a hold of this mm-hmm. thing. And like the first thing they do, they come and threaten you. If they find out you're listening to Sam and Lorraine, they'll believe you and me. They'll threaten you. I know that, Leonard. And we send them some books, and what does he do? He sends them back. The only salvation there is for these Hutterites is this here truth. They've never had a spiritual awakening. They've been in darkness as far back as history will go. Way back, maybe, back to Nicaea, Rome, back in 325 AD. They never had a spiritual awakening. The colonists did. And now they're steeped in darkness, and it is just continued as a, and then we come along with this, with telling people where it is, about the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, and that we're allowed living in the church here to Laodicea. They don't even know what Laodicea is. They don't know that God has the Great Age is divided into seven churches. They're clueless when we talk about these beasts and these that horse rider, that gray horse rider. I was out there riding up till now, making everything. It's neither black or white. That's why you can't get your foot at the door, because it's a gray area where nothing is right. It's exactly what Laodicea is, lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. And then you try to come in with truth, something that's black and white. It's pretty much impossible, because that's the hour we're living in. And you and I, the Lord put us through this 30 years of schooling, sitting under the umbrella of these two great men, to teach us exactly where we are at time, what's going on, what we're involved with, what are these religions are about, and who's driving that religious force. And that's why the Lord took us out of there, to teach us this, and now we can tell the people exactly where that is, for whosoever will. Whoever has a hunger and a thirst. That's why one day the Lord woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he said, Sam, why don't you just start up a website? And I didn't know what's coming on. I just was led and guided by the Spirit of the living God, and I just listened, led by the Word of God, really. And then once as time went on, he got us together, and then as time went on, now here we are doing completely free from all these religious cults, and we're free to tell the Benhamites exactly what's going on. We're free to tell these people up in Cloverdale Bible Way. We're free to tell everybody and anybody what's going on. We're free to tell these Jacksonites what happened after Brother Jackson went after saying they're completely clueless. Even the family of Brother Jackson, they're about the worst of the worst. They're as clueless what's going on in their surroundings. They don't even know. You and I, we've been honed out. God has given us the invitation of marriage supper. God has given us the opening our eyes to see the hour we're living in. He's given us the revelation of that midnight cry. And here, with the reason he did it, so we could put it out there on a daily basis. That's why he told us to start up this website, because it's no more this church thing, you know, where 200, 300 people get together in a church building. No, he's given us, here in these closing days of time, he gave us the internet, because he knew how it's going to be in the closing days of time, the deception. And all the devil has to do when you go to a church of, some have thousands of people in their church, all he's got to do, all the devil has to do is go sit on that preacher's shoulder and tell him what to preach, even though it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Not one of them will tell you about God sending a prophet. In fact, if they would, they would lose their congregation. So they tell people things that'll tickle their ears. And here, we're telling people the truth. We don't care how many people listen, how many don't listen. Because when the Lord told me to start up this website, they don't even have to advertise. If there is somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst for reality, for truth, for the living Word of God, God will bring it to him. And because we got the proof is in the pudding, we put this thing out there on the internet about for 5 years. We didn't hear nothing. We just, day, week after week, we would just put it out there. And then one day here, we get an email from this guy. He said, I've been searching for this truth for 10 years. And last night, the Lord gave me a dream. Today, he's going to show me where the truth is. And here, he goes on his own computer and finds our website. And that's the way it works. If you have a hunger and a thirst, God's going to bring you to it, because that's the only place where you're going to find the truth. I couldn't say this 10 years ago. I couldn't say what I'm saying. But now I know a certain event have evolved. Now I can actually say this is the only place where you will find the truth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like the Hutterites, they come out of that Anabaptist movement, mm-hmm. And they really, what their whole belief system around that is they were against infant baptism, and they were baptized again as adults, and that was the Anabaptist movement, and basically also community living kind of thing. But you see, they missed the overall picture of what God was doing. See, that's why you need those seven stars. And if you don't have that, then you totally get lost in that religious structure, that organization that they formed. And if you forget to look beyond that and see what God has been doing, like it is a, and the only, the picture can only come through the ministry of that prophetic ministry in this end time, and that's Brother Brennan. And if you don't have that, you are just out there blind as a bat, and you don't know, and you can't see, and you can't hear, because you are in that deceptive environment. Like, if you look at what God has been doing, and it's such a beautiful picture. And you, when you go over the parables, like the first parable, the sower went forth to sow, and he sowed the seeds, a good seed. The enemy came and sowed tares, and that's what this is all about. The enemy came in and sowed his tares, and that's what the result was throughout the ages. The enemy is always there with his false teaching, with his false prophecies, and with his religion. And that's what he does. And you know, God pulled us all out of that. That's what the Reformation was all about, to pull us back out of that religious bondage of Roman Catholicism. That's what the Protestant movement was all about. Like, they have, everybody has just clips of what God did, but they can't see the overall picture. And if you can't see that, you get lost in that religious organization, in that structure, and you can't move beyond that. And God sent a prophet to restore it back to the faith of the early church. And if you just have the Anabaptist thing, that's all you're going to ever accomplish. And you're not going to get anywhere. They're living in a system of religion. And beyond that, they don't see.
Here, a few years back, there was this big movement here with that Stolz, who was it? Mm-hmm. He had a big meeting out there in Oakville, right? Out there, I went to check him out. And these people, these ex-Hutterites that were there, they knew that I believe in baptism in Jesus' name. And I told everybody. So this guy comes along and he tells them baptism and by immersion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there, I think, Saturday night. And so I went up to ask him how they baptize, mm-hmm. how he baptizes them. He's from India. He's this big preacher over from India. So they brought him in. And then, of course, he had 2 or 3 days meetings here at tons of people, ex-Hutterites and Hutterites, they slipped away, and then they came to the meeting. And so after the meeting, after he was done preaching, he preached about baptism by immersion. Well, I agree with that, baptism by immersion, because the word baptism means to be immersed. So mm-hmm. So after he was done, I went up, and everybody was watching me. I went up and asked him, how do you baptize? Well, by immersion, of course. I said, when you baptize and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or do you baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And he just flew off the... He just got mad. Started screaming at it. What kind of a stupid question is that? And everybody's watching me. They see me up there challenging this guy, how you baptize. Well, I said, you got to baptize Acts 2, verse 38, and see what it is. It's just another cult. It's just another controlled by Satan. Because if you're true and honest, and if you're right, you're going to baptize people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, like Acts 2, verse 38. But instead, he got so mad, and then the next day, he went down to the lake here, and he baptized a whole bunch. I bet he baptized 50 people. And back in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy mm-hmm. Ghost, completely clueless what he was doing. And he's just another demand, weapon of deception. And then right. A lot of them left, and they got a building down there where they get together and have church every Sunday. And it's all surrounded under that Stolz, under that charity thing. And finally, it got cracks in there, and some split away from there. And people started doing the wrong thing, and which is good and well. But still, not one of them will come to the message of Brother Brennan, because they're not serious. They're just mm-hmm. playing the game,
that's
playing the religious
right.
game.
Uh-huh.
And they go from the frying pan right into the fire,
uh-huh.
just as bad.
Uh-huh. That's right. Because when the Lord saved me, my utmost desire was to line up with the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
not with some religion, because I know religion was the enemy,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted, that desire that I had to line up with God's Word was first and foremost. Like when you talk to a lot of these ex-Hutterites, they're really clueless. When you talk to them about water baptism in Jesus' name, it just goes over their head. And then like this one lady I talked to, she said, oh, you don't have to split hairs. The Word of God is not about splitting hairs. It's about lining yourself up with it and not your own ideologies. And that's why that prophet came. When the Hutterites with their anti-Baptist movement, well, that's all good and well baptizing as adults and not as children. But the God restored Acts 2:38, the real baptism that the early church baptized in. And that's why anything outside of that is still steeped in these religious organizations.
See, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. That's the reason that you and I are together.
Right.
Didn't know prior to 2005, I didn't even know you existed. And then we got together and we realized we're seeing the same thing. And you had a hunger and a thirst for truth and for reality and for the Word of God. And before you know it, we got together and we had coffee. And as time went on, we realized and we started comparing notes. You see exactly what I see in the scripture. And then the Lord moved us ahead and he got us to go trucking together. And today we're doing exactly what the Lord honed us out to do way back before the foundation of the world. He saw everything and he saw he's going to need two people that are solid, that will stand on the Word of God, and they will not be moved. And then he found you and I, put us together, and that's what we're doing here. And there's no devil in hell that'll be able to get us separated, that'll be able to change our opinion, because we know everything that we say and do, it lines up with the scripture. So the Lord knew he can entrust us with this truth, and then he said, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful and true to deliver that meat and do see, to do exactly what we're doing here? And it's 100% foolproof, the Word of God, because God has put his Word above his very name. God is accountable to his Word, and so are we accountable to the Word of God. And as long as we're stayed with that Word, that undefiled, unpolluted Word of God, he will make a way for us. And that's what we assure. We have a hope for people. We give people hope out of this hell that's coming here. Now all you got to do is believe what we're saying, because it's true. It's been proven and it's been tested, and it'll take you to the merciful land. That's the only thing that's left before that tribulation sets in, and then you're going to have to give your life. And then it'll be blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. You're going to get your head chopped off. God, the devil, he's out there. He's trying to seek and devour whomever he can find out there. That's why you got to be solid. That's why you got to have know what you believe and know why you believe what you do believe. And see, you and I, we went through 30, 40 years of schooling to teach the people, to tell them where it's at. Just like Joseph when he was taken into Egypt. His brothers didn't know that God had a plan. He went to sold them to the Egyptians, and then sold them on the slave market, and anyway, ended up in prison. And all of the behind, God was forming a beautiful picture that finally he became the second highest in Egypt. And finally there came that place where there was no food, and his brothers were sent to Egypt, and there they had an encounter with Joseph. And Joseph told the reason all this happened, God had to do that to spare you guys so you don't starve to that. And that's the same thing here. There's coming a hunger and a thirst and the land, and there will be something ready to pick people up that have a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. Because he said he's going to send the hunger and the thirst and the land, not for food and water, but for the living Word of God. And this is the only place where you'll find it. And not even though it's me that has to say that. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I had to go through to find where we come today. Because behind it was the Spirit of the living God leading me on, challenging me on, taking from here to there, kicked from pillar to pillar. But behind it was the Spirit of the living God Like, we sing that song, "Please Let Me Walk With You, Jesus." And we sing that song, "Footprints of Jesus." It was behind it was the Spirit of the Lord, the living God, leading and guiding, so that at least here in these closing days of time, we'll have something for people that has a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and a hunger and a thirst and a hope to get out of this hell that's coming. That's all we're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because everything that God put across our pathway, we lined up with the Word of God, that God sent a prophet, the water baptism in Jesus' name, and all these verses in the Scripture are backed up, and then we have something to give to people. Otherwise, it's just words. If you don't have it backing up with the Word of God. And that's what when I heard that God sent a prophet, Malachi, that spirit of Elijah, I believed it. It was in the Scripture, and he had a purpose for it. He just didn't send him. He had a purpose. What mm-hmm. was that purpose? To send us back to the faith of the early church. And that's what the whole journey was all about, of restoring it all back to that faith of the early church. And if you don't have that, you're not clothed with that revelation that's needed for the day and hour of the church age of Laodicea.
See, you and I, we have a purpose to live. Mm-hmm. You have a reason to live. And the only purpose you live, if you can do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Everybody prays, and they should pray every morning, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Wow. To us, to you and I, it's not just words. It's meaning, because we stand before the Lord every day. "Lord, what do you want us to do today? What do you have for us today?" And he can truly say, "Thy will be done," because once you tap into that, you find that your life has a purpose and a meaning. Like, if you live in that other economy, your life doesn't have a purpose and it doesn't have a meaning, because you're obligated to that preacher up there, to that religious tug, really. Because I have to say it the way it is. He's Satan's tugs. That's all they are. Because they're Satanist ahead of them. Behind all these religions, there's a spirit of Satan behind it. Mm-hmm. And then he just tells that preacher what to do and what to say and what not to say. It's all clothed behind a cloak of religion. And out of that can come nothing. But see, you and I, we're free to do what's right. We're free to tell people the truth. And then the people can cash in on it. That's basically what we're about. That's why I started up this website, so that people can tap in. And like I say, at the end of the day, most people, they chill out because they don't like what they hear. But we can't do nothing other than tell people the truth. Because if we don't tell them the truth, we're found to be unfaithful servants. But so far, we're telling people exactly the truth, the way the Lord wants it to be said. Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to give you thanks, Lord, that you give us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Lord, and that we're able to perceive truth for our day and hour, Lord. And we're just trying to walk people through of all the things that you've done in this day and hour and restored, and what this life is all about, and what you expect of people in our day and hour to line up with the Word of God. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.